A U.S. court has awarded Ghanaian investigative journalist Anas Arimeo Anas $18 million, £14 million, in damages after a jury found that former Ghanaian MP Kennedy Adjiapong defamed him. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The case stems from Adjiapong's comments following Anas' investigation that exposed widespread corruption in African football, including in Ghana. During a 2021 podcast interview, Adjiapong allegedly called Anas a criminal and linked him to the murder of fellow journalist Ahmed Hussein Swale. Anas had previously lost a similar legal case in Ghana 7 years ago. However, after the podcast episode was released, he pursued legal action in New Jersey, where Adjiapong owns property. The politician was in New Jersey when he gave the interview for the Daddy Fred Show podcast, according to court documents. Last week's initial verdict was confirmed on Tuesday, with an 8-member jury in Essex County Superior Court ruling unanimously in Anas' favor. The $18 million award includes $8 million in punitive damages. Justice has prevailed, Anas? Reacting to the verdict, Anas hailed the ruling as a victory for press freedom and investigative journalism. Justice has prevailed. This victory is not just for me, but for truth, press freedom, and every journalist who risks everything to expose corruption and wrongdoing, he said. No amount of intimidation or falsehood will silence the pursuit of accountability, even in the face of assassination. Our work continues, undeterred and unafraid. Anas, known for his undercover exposés, has won multiple international awards for his work and remains committed to fighting corruption. Adjiapong's defense rejected. Adjiapong's lawyers argued that the case should not have been heard in the US and claimed that his remarks were expressions of opinion rather than defamatory statements. The jury disagreed, holding him liable for defamation. Arrests in Ghana over journalist's murder. Meanwhile, Ghanaian police have arrested a suspect in connection with the 2019 murder of Anas' colleague, Ahmed Hussein Swale. The suspect allegedly shared pictures of Swale with a prominent Ghanaian politician before his assassination. Swale's killing has been linked to the same football corruption expose that sparked the defamation case. His work, uncovered bribery in African football. This ruling marks a significant moment for press freedom in Ghana, reinforcing the protection of journalists who investigate corruption and wrongdoing. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.